Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining me right now on the show, he covers the Yankees for MLB.com. He's been doing that since 2007. He's got a book out. He is the author of a book called The Baby Bombers, the inside story of the New York Yankees next dynasty. His name is Brian Hoke, and he joins me right now on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, Brian?
Doing well. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you on, man. So when did I, specifically with the book, we'll get into some Yankees talk here in just a second as far as the season goes and everything, but when did the inspiration come for you to write a book about this next wave of Yankee baseball?
You know, I would say I pinpoint it right around the All-Star break last year. That was when you really realized something special was happening in the Bronx. And to roll the clock back, you know, that 2017 season, there weren't a lot of high expectations for that team. People were talking about they might finish below 500 for the first time since the early 1990s. Not a lot of people were picking them as a playoff team. To be sure, it was being looked at as a transitional year where they'd kind of turn the keys over to these kids, Aaron Judge, Luis Severino, Gary Sanchez, and I mean, you looked up at the All-Star break, and Judge is leading the majors with 30 home runs. He wins the home run derby, becoming one of the faces of the game. Severino stepping up as an ace. Gary Sanchez continuing to evolve as a hitter. And like I say, I think that the building blocks were in place for this team to be good for a very long period of time ahead of schedule. And so we started kicking around ideas about a book, and initially it was going to center on Judge, but I think that there was a broader story to tell. And really what the book encompasses is how Derek Jeter's Yankees became these Aaron Judge Yankees that fans are so excited about, and rightfully so.
And that's what I want to ask you about, Brian, is we all know that Yankee era with Jeter there, especially early on from 96 through 2000 and 2001, you know, that period of time where they were winning championships on a regular basis, and that was a core group of guys. There were guys that kind of cycled in and out, but we know who that core nucleus was. How does the building of this core nucleus that Yankee fans, I think, hope for similar success for, obviously, how does the construction of this core nucleus compare to what was built with this Yankee team back in the late 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah, it's tough to compare those eras because, I mean, what that team in the late 90s did was so special. I mean, 4 World Series in 5 years, that is something I'm not sure we're going to see in Major League Baseball for quite some time. But I think that the way the landscape looks right now, this is about as good as it's going to get here, what the Yankees have built. And Brian Cashman deserves all the credit for transitioning on the fly, realizing that the old Yankee way, so to speak, of going out and spending money on big free agents just wasn't working in this marketplace. The competition has gotten so much smarter to it, and to really build a contender, a perennial contender, a team that can compete for a championship year in and year out, you've got to have those pieces coming through the pipeline from within. And so the Yankees really focused a lot on domestic scouting, international scouting, and that's how they found these guys like the Jeters and the Mariano Riveras and the Andy Pettits and the Jorge Posadas back in the day. And, you know, it's a high bar to set to say that Judge, Sanchez, Severino, Greg Bird can live up to that. Gleyber Torres, who they acquired in the trade, but had wanted to sign him as international free agent too. I mean, these guys, I think you could draw a lot of parallels between them, but they've got to forge their own path. And I think that they've certainly taken a few steps here in the very beginning process that really give you hope that they're going to have long and productive major league careers and go to a ton of all-star games and make a lot of noise in the postseason.
Brian Hoke, MLB.com, and author of The Baby Bombers, the inside story of the next Yankees dynasty, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Brian, you brought up Brian Cashman, and I just remember back to those teams in the late 90s, early 2000s, and they'd flash up to the booth, and Cashman would be sitting there looking like he hasn't slept in about 5 days. And you know, that was back during the era of, you know, the boss was still around back then. George Steinbrenner was still around, and he was firing guys all the time back in the 80s and the 90s. How improbable is it that Brian Cashman, a general manager of the New York Yankees, has been doing this for a couple of decades now?
I think it speaks to what tough skin he has. And, you know, don't let that presence fool you. You know, you're talking about the early 90s and the mid-90s when he became GM, taking over for Bob Watson. And it was this kind of short guy with the big, thick glasses and kind of a balding pate. And you kind of figured, you know, who's this guy? But I think to survive in that environment, you have to be tough. You have to be almost bulletproof in a lot of ways. And I think he's proven that. He's a survivor. Talking to him for this book, we went back to the 80s and the 90s. You know, this is a guy who was a college intern, a summer intern in the summer of 86 in the Yankee front office. And that's how he got his start. So he's a lifer in this this organization. And he's talking about how it was a war zone at that time. You know, George Steinbrenner's firing people left and right, as you mentioned. The turnover rate was extremely high. And to stick around, you really have to have your wits about you. You have to bring something to the table. And that's what he did, working his way up from assistant farm director to assistant GM and then taking over for Bob Watson, as I mentioned, presiding over the last three of those four World Series in the early 90s and then continuing on there. And it almost seems like he's kind of got a job for as long as he wants it. The Steinbrenner family is so happy with him, and they have complete faith and trust in Brian Cashman. I think that it just he's going to go down as one of the best general managers, if not the best, in New York Yankees history.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a fair assessment of that. So you mentioned, you know, teams are getting a little smarter with free agency, spending money. We saw that, I think, this offseason when everybody was kind of pumping the brakes on free agents until late February, early March, the big ticket guys. But the Yankees still, when they had a chance to strike and go get a guy who is, look, let's face it, has a ton of years left on his deal. We don't know what Giancarlo Stanton's going to look like, you know, 7 or 8 years from now. They still pounced and made that move. How has that move paid off so far, and how do you expect the Yankees to attack similar situations going forward?
Yeah, well, I think that anytime you have the National League MVP almost on a silver platter and coming to you, I mean, silly to not pounce at that, but to roll it back, I think it's important to note that the Yankees didn't need a power-hitting right fielder. They already had one in Aaron Judge, who was obviously the American League Rookie of the Year and finished second in the MVP race, so that wasn't on their shopping list going into the offseason. What Cashman and the Yankees have been doing was they were collecting money in the international bonus pool because they wanted Shohei Ohtani. He was their guy. They wanted him. Ohtani didn't want the Yankees or any team that trained in the state of Florida, and obviously he landed with the Angels. But their first choice was Ohtani, so Stanton was almost a fallback plan for this team. They had decided that it looked like Stanton was going to the Cardinals or the Giants, and only when those deals fell through and Stanton turned down those trades from the Marlins did the Yankees step in there and say, all right, well, hey, you got to move this piece. We do have the financial flexibility to fit him in. And that's the amazing part about it is not only were they able to add Stanton, but they're still on track to keep payroll below $197 million for this year, which is going to reset their luxury tax rate and allow them to go after more big free agents without paying a huge penalty in the years to come. And you look at next year's free agent class, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, two of the names out there. I think that even though you're hearing about a more fiscally restrained New York Yankees team, I don't necessarily think that's always going to be the case.
Brian Hoke, MLB.com, and author of The Baby Bombers, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Brian, so the American League, look, the Yankees and the Red Sox are tied atop the AL East. I think to some degree, just the casual fan looks at that and goes, okay, all's right in the universe. I'm based out of Houston, so obviously the Astros and the Yankees had a great seven-game series last year. Just your overall take on the American League, the top heaviness of it, and how do Yankee fans view, I know how they view the Red Sox, how do they view the Astros in this whole matrix going on right now?
Well, I don't know how Yankee fans view it, other than to say that they want to beat the Astros, considering they're the team that knocked them out. The Yankees went back to Houston and had to win one game in the next two and couldn't get it done, and instead of flying on to Los Angeles, they were headed back home to clean out their lockers. But what I can tell you is that when I break down this American League and look at it, the three teams you've mentioned, New York, Boston, and Houston, not necessarily in that order, I think they're the cream of the crop. And I think those are the teams to beat. The Yankees, Cleveland Indians, I feel like their window's closing a little bit. And, you know, that was a really tough Cleveland team the Yankees went up against in the first round last year. I think that on paper, that team probably should have won. And, you know, on paper, I think that the Yankees against the Astros, the right team won, and the Astros were the best team in baseball. They went out and proved it in the World Series, and they have a title to celebrate here. But for the purposes of 2018, I almost feel like it's the Astros and the Yankees at the top and the Red Sox clawing to prove that they belong in that discussion. And, you know, I just think that in terms of the American League East, it's going to be such a fun summer to watch these two teams slug it out. You know, they've played six games so far. They've split them. There's a whole lot more to come. There's been some fireworks up at Fenway Park with a bench-clearing brawl. I just think that these teams, yeah, those two teams in particular, are so evenly matched, but that it's going to be hard for one of them to really edge the other. I think that's going to be a slugfest all summer. The Astros, I still give the edge to just based on their starting pitching because it is so darn good. Even though the Yankees won 3 out of 4 when they went to Houston, I mean, that starting pitching was phenomenal that they went up against. And Justin Verlander in particular really impressed me that night.
Yeah, like in when it comes to the Red Sox and the Yankees, I'm glad you used the phrase slug it out. Like, literally, they're slugging it out right now. This is like old school late 70s stuff, Brian, with the little bench clearing brawls, little early 2000s with Pedro throwing Don Zimmer down, things like that. This is fun.
It's cool. And I'll tell you, you know, just as an observer of baseball, I think that baseball is better when the Yankees and Red Sox are going head to head. I know that people nationally get tired of it, and then you don't necessarily want to see it on the showcase all the time. But when you're at that ballpark, I mean, there is a different energy when those two teams are together and they're both good and they're both playing for something. It's something that I'm not sure can be replicated. And, you know, there's a couple other rivalries, I guess, that come to mind, Cubs, Cardinals. But I think Yankees and Red Sox, I mean, when those two teams are fighting it out for first place, I hope this continues all the way in September and they're separated by one or two games, because it is just phenomenal fun when they're on the field together.
Brian Hoke, MLB.com, covers the Yankees and author of The Baby Bombers, the inside story of the next Yankees dynasty. And Brian, you can get the book anywhere where people shop for books these days, whether in hardcover fashion or for an electronic device as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You know, if you want a Kindle version, you got it. A print version, you got it. And if you're at the ballpark, let me know. I'll come down to your seats and sign it for you even.
There it is, at Brian Hoke on Twitter. BryanHoch is where you can find him on Twitter. Hey, Brian, appreciate you making time, man. Congrats on the book, and hope to do it again with you down the road. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks. Brian Hoke joining me. The Baby Bombers, the inside story of the next Yankees dynasty. So they've got a pretty nice nucleus put together. Look, I'm in a city right now that has the defending World Series champs. There is a window for the Astros that's available here for the next 2 or 3 years where this nucleus is going to be together. How much fun is it that you have these foils to your nucleus where you just can't wait for October to get here, man? Hey, man, we're gonna trot Verlander, Cole, Morton, Keuchel, and McCullers out there, and let's see if you can hit them. And they're like, okay, well, we're going to throw Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Giancarlo Stanton up to the plate, and we'll see if you can get it by them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.